This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are Wise Servers leak exposes 2.4 million customers' data. Comcast has a big win in Maine and receives a temporary injunction order on a la carte TV. Sonos is bricking devices with a recycle mode when you do a upgrade. Spaceport America. Have you heard about Spaceport America in New Mexico? I don't think I had either. I want to welcome you to episode 1415 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, December 30th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. We are live once again. Of course, we're available on our website at live.geeknewscentral.com. So you can go over there and check that out. And of course, we're live on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're just about everywhere. And of course, you can always, again, get over to live.geeknewscentral.com and watch the show there. Or if you're on Facebook, make sure you say hello. And if you're brand new to the show, I want for you to take time to get over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, get subscribed to the show. You're going to find it easy to do so via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Android, Stitcher by email, or standard RSS feed. So no excuse. Get connected, get subscribed to the show. That way you won't miss a single episode of the podcast. And of course, we want you to subscribe to the newsletter while you're on the website. So all you new listeners and those of you that haven't got subscribed, thanks for doing so and joining Johanna. Of course, those of you that are long time viewers and listeners of the show, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Hana, being part of the family. I know some of you are participating in our chat room, so I hope that you'll take time to do that as well. I'm kind of slow on the switch tonight. So you can join our Slack channel by sending me an email, and it's real easy, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can join our Discord channel. Our Discord channel is really a lot of fun, and hang out on Discord with us, so lots of ways to do that. But of course, again, if you have comments about today's show, all you got to do is email me at geeknews@gmail.com. You can listen on blueberry.com. You can listen on your smart home device by saying the keyword to launch that device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. And again, I'm on all the social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I'm Twitter at Geek News. You can follow me over there. And of course, partner shows are all linked at geeknewscentral.com as well, which is GNC Week in Review with Kurt Corliss and the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain. All of us are headed to Vegas this weekend and going to be out there for the Consumer Electronics Show. Of course, the Pro Gear site being written by my team, the New Media Show, which is co-host myself, Mr. Rob Greenlee, and of course, the Podcast Legend Show. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. And did you guys notice, those of you who are watching, we got the Ohanasaurus up tonight. So I thought I'd give us a little bit of a change. And of course, that design was done by our own super fan and super member, Sam Garcia. He's done a lot of the album art for the show. So if you guys are looking at the episode data, a lot of the episode art, or as a matter of fact, 95% of it came from Sam. And he created the Ohanasaurus background. If you want to create something cool for the show, all you got to do is put it in a 16x9 size, an image, and you can, too, make a design, send it over, and maybe I'll display it here on the screens behind during the show. So, again, if you're watching live, make sure you say hello. I see a number. We got a number of you coming on Facebook. Say hello. Hey, Skip. Welcome. And, of course, Robert as well. So here's the most important part about this show. And this is how we stay on the air. This is how we do what we do. This is how I pay the rent. And now the electricity bill and gas bill, because it's cold outside, is through our sponsor, GoDaddy. And we want you to take time to get on our website at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and use one of my promo codes. And really, this is, you know, this is about supporting the show. This is about being part of the Ohana and sharing these promo codes with your friends, family member, people that you know, or using one yourself. You can get 30% off new product purchases. You get a 99cent.com. Of course, you can get $1 a month economy hosting the first year with a free domain, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year, again, with a free domain, $12. Get you online. Nowhere else is that possible. Includes a free domain. So again, it's a great, great deal. And being the .coms on a normal purchase is $8.49 a year. This just is a deal that keeps on giving. So definitely sign up. And of course, if you're a business owner, you can try a free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder, your choice of business, personal or business plus plans. Again, it's a 1 month free trial. And GoDaddy really is the reason we're able to do the things we're able to do, the reason I can go to Vegas, the reason I can do the coverage there. So I hope that you'll definitely consider the ongoing support of the sponsor here of the show. And if you can't, again, tell a friend, link to the page. That's always important. Link to the page via Twitter, via Facebook account, make a mention, help the geek out here at Geek News Central. All right, everyone, thanks again to GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor. Use those codes. This is your last chance for 2019. We'll see what 2020 brings us. Got a lot of stuff in the stack tonight, a lot of stuff to cover. First, a couple of things real quick. Last show, Christmas just had finished. Was basically a race to the weekend. We had the new media show on Saturday. It was a great one, 2020 predictions for podcasting. And then I left immediately after the show to go to Ann Arbor. Took my niece. We had 3 hotel rooms. We went up there and had dinner. And then we went partying and stayed out to 2 o'clock in the morning and went to a club that I was probably the oldest person there. But it was my sister's decision to take her clubbing. It was okay. And how should I say it? Lots of skimpy, little nice dancing outfits. And the girls had a good time, and she drank plenty of shots. And of course, I couldn't get her to drink tequila for her 21st birthday. She went do, but she was doing a whole bunch of other foo foo stuff. You know, it has equal amount of alcohol, but wouldn't do tequila. So, you know, go figure, right? But I don't think she wanted to puke during the show. So, or during the party. Then Sunday we came back and hung out, and then today I had a regular full work day. So really nothing too exciting, except I got to see some of the club action in Ann Arbor and some nice restaurants and stuff. So, and of course, I'm not a U of M fan. I'm a Michigan State fan. So the Ohio State game was on, and Clemson whipped up on, beat Ohio State. So that was always entertaining to watch the Michigan fans, U of M fans rooting for them. So my thoughts were kind of torn, to be frank with you, on where I wanted to go or how I wanted to, who I wanted to root for. But anyway, that's what happened. But all right. So anyway, New Year's Eve is tomorrow, New Year's Day. And then of course we'll have a regular show on Thursday. And then that will be, it as I head off to CES. And I think we're going to do a new media show late on Friday because I'm going to be flying on Saturday. So anyway, let's get into the stack. I got a good stack of stuff. So how many of you have a Wyze camera? W-Y-Z. Yeah, I've got one right over my shoulder. You can't see it. Maybe I can show it on the camera shot over here. No, you can't see it. So the Wyze cameras are these little $29 or $25 cameras. And they are really pretty remarkable for the price. You basically have an SD card or micro SD card you stick in them. They record. They do reporting. They're really inexpensive, and they're great cameras to kind of stash and put in places that don't need a lot of like super oversight, but you can get a quick look via your cell phone on them. But anyway, Wise had a server, a test server, that left 2.4 million users' data exposed. Now, not everything got jacked. It was Wi-Fi, SSID details, API tokens for iOS and Android, and Alexa tokens for users who had connected their Amazon voice assistant with their security camera. Wise said that their database did not include user passwords. So, interesting move here. Anyway, 2.4 million records leaked. And I wondered, I kind of forgot what my password was. And I went to check one of the Wise cameras and it asked me to log in. I couldn't log in. I had to reset the password. So they cleared everybody's passwords and made everyone reset. And I didn't know at the time that they'd had a leak, but that was exactly the case. So anyway, Wise server leak. And again, just one of many. All right, a court today has backed Comcast and has put Maine's a la carte cable law on hold. Two of the three arguments supposedly may not fly, but the judge ruled the third just might and put an injunction on. A whole slew of cable companies are notching up this victory. Com has spearheaded the coalition with companies, which filed suit in September. The Maine law, the first of its kind in the nation, was invalid for two reasons, the lawsuit argued. First, because it preempts federal communication law, and second, because it violates companies' First Amendment rights. Comcast was joined by more than a dozen plaintiffs, including its own NBC Universal, CBS Viacom, Disney, Fox, A&A, Discovery, and Hearst. And so anyway, they're going to block the state from enforcing the law while this gets all sorted out. And we'll see where this leads. But Comcast does not, absolutely, unequivocally, does not want to have to do a la carte. That's not how they buy television. You know, they buy bundles and they force you to buy bundles. And that's why you can't, you know, not have ESPN. If you want ESPN, you get all of ESPN. If you want to, you know, it's just that's the way it works. So anyway, that's what's going on there. And we'll see where this goes with the court case and on further. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Sonos. Sonos speakers, love them, have great sound. And they put out an offer about a month ago or 2 months ago. And to do a trade-up program that lets customers get a discount on newer Sonos speakers like the One Beam or the port that's out there. Again, it's called One Beam or port. Those are the three of the newer products. So this deal works like this. You check if one of your Sonos gadgets is eligible for the trade-up promo. Then you confirm in the Sonos app that you'd like to trade your current device towards a new one. Sonos instantly grants you a 30% discount code, then automatically starts a 21-day countdown before your old device goes into recycle mode. So all you have to do is agree. Recycle is a state your device enters 21 days after recycling confirmation in the Sonos app. In recycle mode, all data is erased and the device is permanently deactivated, so you can safely and securely dispose of it. Once a device is in recycle mode, it cannot be reactivated. So they're purposely bricking a functional product. The 30% is directly tied to the demise of a piece of hardware. For Sonos, this process seems less about trading up and more about ditching your old devices and clearing room for a new one. Now, these Sonos devices, and some of them are on this list, I have the original Sonos Play 5. Fantastic speaker. Fantastic. The Sonos Connect. I have one of those. The Sonos Connect app. Have one of those. So if you upgrade, they purposely brick them if you take the 30% off code. So if you want to keep your devices working, which they are perfectly good, perfectly fine devices, will work for many, many years. Don't take the 30% discount. Someone found five of them in a recycle. Maybe they've been submitted for recycling. Their value is still online today. You can buy them about $250 is what they sell for on eBay. And yet these were all bricked. So naughty, naughty on Sonos for what they're doing here. And giving people no opportunity to give these away to people that may need them. It's really, really a nasty and bad policy. It truly, truly is. I fully don't understand it. The Verge has a story about Spaceport America. Have you heard about Spaceport America? I don't ever remember talking about this. We may have on a previous show. Who knows? But here's the deal. About 40 miles outside of the town of Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, there is a spaceport. And it's a result of a $220 million investment by the state of New Mexico and its residents. And if all goes to plan, actual spaceships will fly from the site as early as next year. But because Virgin Galactic has been basically, well, they've been set back a number of times, this thing's been kind of sitting dormant for a while. But anyway, to visit Spaceport America, you go through Truth and have to travel through Truth or Consequences, and then you go down about 40 miles, and you find something that they say looks like it's been ripped from a straight 1950s, a Western with frontier-style homes, a handful of main roads, and various funky souvenir shops, and then there's the launch site. So Truth and Consequences approved an extra tax to help fund the spaceport over the last decade, and they're looking to get their money out of this thing. So it's been 15 years since the project got started. So we'll see if Virgin Galactic is able to make use of this in near time. Kirk found this one today. This is a super bonus, folks. It really, really is. The 11 best new sci-fi books to check out on your new Kindle. And it's got a pretty good list. Gideon the Ninth, A Memory Called Empire. This is How You Lose the Time War. So there's a number. Explanation. These are all books that are just typical standard sci-fi stuff. Max Gladstone's Empress of Forever. Recursion by Wanderers, another number of books here available. If you've gotten a new device for Christmas, there's 11 great new sci-fi books for you to check out. I'm going to check these out, add some of these to my reading list. The folks over at space.com have the 100 best space photos for 2019. So lots of photography out there available. I always like updating my desktops to basically show some of this off. And lots of great images for you to peruse. It's truly incredible, some of the stuff that photographers are able to come up with. And, of course, some of these are done by Hubble as well. So a great opportunity for you here to get some new desktop backgrounds and so forth for your computer. Speaking of cameras, best affordable Nest Cam alternatives in 2019. So best overall compatible is being touted as the Logitech Circle 2. Best for Alexa is the Ring Indoor Camera. Best free service is the Arlo Q. And there's a few more here. Of course, most affordable is the Wyze Cam, or the Canary View, or the closest Nest competitor is the Ring Stick-Up Cam. So all these are available. I have the link up in the show notes if you're interested in picking up some cameras for your home or business and at a much lower price than Nest. Netflix has invents its own popularity contest, and they won. Disney's The Incredibles 2 was the only non-fixed Netflix title that made it onto the ranking of 2019's 10 most popular new releases. Now, they did a little, how should we do it? Sleight of hand here. So they set it up by doing different types of categories. And it didn't necessarily follow the exact top 10, but it was basically 10 out of 80. And they, again, categorized stuff. So it was kind of funny because every category they picked, they were number one. And then they had a whole bunch of other shows. So I think it's kind of funny what they do. You know, Netflix has been very tight-lipped about viewership, but over the course of this year, they've been dropping stats on viewing and trying to drive some buzz. So anyway, here is the list. And I'll basically kind of break it by category. Murdery Mystery, number one. Stranger Things, number three. Six Underground. The Incredible Two, The Irishman, The Witcher. Triple Frontier, Extremely Wicked, Shocking, Evil, and Vile, The Umbrella Academy, and The Highwaymen were the top 10. Now, just down to movies, Murder Mystery, Six Underground, The Incredibles 2, The Irishman, Triple Frontier, Extremely Wicked, Shocking, Evil, and Vile, The Highwaymen. Again, I'll have these lists, but it all goes into comedy, documentaries, kids as well, international releases. So a whole stack there, stuff that you may have missed or started watching and quit, which I did a lot on Netflix this year. Do you use Venmo? Venmo's back online after suffering an outage. The money transfer app went down today and went down about 10 a.m. and is back up about 2 p.m. Eastern. So they had some issues, but back online. The BBC's got a great video, and it's really, that's all it is a video about a hydrogen-powered drone and pretty remarkable tech. It's a worth the minute and 12-second video to watch it. And you watch this drone flying on hydrogen. And, of course, the only waste is water. And it travels, or it flies like 3 to 4 times longer than a lithium-ion battery. And, of course, the hydrogen can be recharged almost instantly. Definitely for a bigger-sized drone, but I could see smaller packages. But this is pretty cool what they've done there. So, anyway, link will be up in the show notes for you to check out the video. There's 22 Siri commands almost every AirPod user needs. Of course, we all do call in the person's name or say, where am I? What's the weather? And I hadn't used that at all in Hawaii, but I asked that the other day, surprising me. And then he can say, take me to, and a place name. I didn't even never use this one before. What's the battery life on your device? And then there's a way to control music playback, send a message. We know about that. You can do announce messages. You can reply to messages. You can announce calls, set a reminder, set an alarm. So there's a whole bunch of stuff here. But anyway, 22 things that you're doing on the phone. Of course, the 22nd thing on the list was Siri humor and having it tell you jokes. All right, so we know the holidays, and we kind of talked a little bit about this on the prior show for those of you that might be suffering a little depression over the holidays. Just a fair warning, the folks from The Verge reporting that apps are not providing reliable help for suicide prevention. A study found non-functioning crisis hotline numbers in 6 apps. This is really, really, really bad. And, you know, these types of apps could fill in an important role. And many people feel comfortable looking for information or seeking help online, but what if it's wrong? So here's the thing to remember. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That's all you have to say is tell your device to find the number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That's going to get you connected to a national organization. There's the Trevor Project as well. So, and of course, there's different resources outside the United States. But it's bad news when the apps are not keeping contact information up to date. It really, really isn't. And it's, you know, it could be the difference between life and death. So, again, use your app to search. If you need help, please call for help. It's very sad state of affairs on some apps. Well, did you guys realize that Mars 2020 rover is going to launch in 2020? It completes its first test drive. So NASA's inch closer to completing its next Mars rover with a milestone test drive. The team at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory fired up the Mars 2020 rover and allowed it to drive around the spacecraft assembly facility clean room. NASA reports the rover passed with flying colors, singlets ready to drive on the red planet. The still unnamed Mars 2020 rover powers heavily from Curiosity's highly successful design. And actually, I'm looking at the wheels. Definitely some, looks like updated wheels for sure. I think they've learned a thing or two there. So we'll see. But this thing is a monster. It's big. And it's going to do the same type of entry that the original rover did. So excited to see where this leads. And we've got a point where the Earth and Mars is going to get very close to one another, and or at least a conjunction point. And that's why it'll launch later this year. Does it say the date? In the summer of 2020. So we'll look forward to that launch down the line. The National Institutes of Science and Technology have digitized the bullets that killed JFK. These are virtual artifacts, and they are as close as possible to real thing, 3D imaging. So this has all went into the National Archive, and they've got an interesting video about it. It's a little bit cheesy in a sense, but they have they've got the bullets preserved and imaged, which should preserve the data for years to come. All right, French court has cleared social media tracking plan and tax crackdown. So if you live in France, the new rules are part of a broader law on tax changes, and it's adds to the state surveillance powers by letting it collect masses of public data as part of a three-year online monitoring experiment. Customs and tax authorities be allowed to review people's profiles, posts, and photographs on social media for evidence of undeclared income or inconsistencies in your existing income. So anyway, this is a go. So if you live in France, be careful what you post online. All right, a story over on Engadget, and this makes you go, China has been working to launch their own GPS system. Their alternative should be online by mid-2020. Now, many Chinese phones are already prepared to use it. So here's a word of warning. If you are going out and buying any knockoffs, you're going on Alibaba and buying some Android phones, just know that it could be using the Chinese equivalent GPS to do location data. The Beidou navigation satellite system core was completed in early in December, and the last two satellites should reach orbit before 2020. This will technically be the third phase. And so anyway, this is where they're at for the next 15 years. Most Chinese users won't have to lift a finger to take advantage of the new network. About 70% of Chinese smartphones already support the Beidou GPS system. And there are 120 partners lined up to use Beidou for mapping technology, which could make it to here in the United States. Of course, Russia has Glasnost. And, of course, the United States has its own GPS system. So just be aware. Kia will release a production version of its Imagine EV in 2021. Of course, this was the car that made a lot of headlines based on the number of monitors and the beautiful design. They're obviously saying that it's not going to have 22 monitors inside. It's going to probably have one or two. And the concept vehicle won't be as fancy, obviously. But this first EV is going to be available sometime in 2021. Uber's cleared a key hurdle to buying its Middle Eastern rival. Egypt has greenlit the Karim takeover with some catches. So we'll see what goes on here. And but they've had to agree to some concessions. I won't go into those, but Uber is trying to continue to roll up the competition. Samsung is showing off an experimental virtual keyboard that uses artificial intelligence. And I've seen some of these desktop virtual keyboards before. They've been around a while. They're a little bit, they work somewhat, but they're not perfect. And just saying, don't get your hopes up too much on this type of tech. It's been around for a while. We always see something at CES that is the latest and greatest in that, but time will tell. Mazda's claiming long-range electric vehicles are worse for the planet than diesels. It's based on assumptions of how EVs are made, and specifically the battery. The Mazda MX-30 only has a 35.3 kilowatt battery as compared to a 95 kilowatt battery that Tesla has that's in the higher end Model S and X. But they say that with the 35.5K battery, the shorter range, even it makes it cheaper and more efficient energy-wise to replace it at 100,000 miles as the Tesla one is. So it's an interesting claim. With this, Mazda is basing its figures on European electric generation averages from 2016. And of course, your carbon footprint will be considerably lower if you live in an area running on zero emission power, or if Mazda produces batteries in similar emission-free conditions. But anyway, just be warned here that you're probably going to get a little lower range on the Mazda MX-30. I don't know very much about this vehicle at all, but it's got the smaller battery. And one thing I've learned with electric vehicles, and my wife having driven two of them now over the years, the bigger, the better. Or Amazon has built a homeless shelter, and it's about to open inside their headquarters, or right across the street from their headquarters. A director says it's not on corporations to solve the homeless problems, but they have offered up to the Marty Hartman organization 275 people will be able to sleep there over each night. That's a small portion of the 12,500 people that are homeless in Kings County in Seattle. So they're going to be able to produce 600,000 meals out of there. And I don't know if it's all been funded and is provided by Amazon, or if they're just providing the space. But Amazon doing a little community outreach here and providing the space. They were in a temporary space, and they actually built them one. So it's very interesting. All right, SpaceX shows a simulated Crew Dragon mission to the International Space Station. Very, very exciting times. We're very, very close to being able to take our astronauts to the International Space Station on our own gear. We won't be so reliant upon the Russians. So we're close here to be able to do this. So they're going to have their first crewed flight. It's demo two test flight will be in the first quarter of 2020. So they have a little demo video. It's kind of cheesy, but anyway, we look forward to that in the very near future. So it's been a long time coming, hasn't it? We've been doing this show for a while. The shuttle's been out of business for a long time now. If you don't think there's money in tracking kids, YouTube influencers are begging the FTC to not limit lucrative kid tracking data. And there is some serious movements afoot to try to get the FTC to back down. Now, these folks must be making a lot of data, because the FTC has received 175,000 submissions demanding that the agency not meddle with YouTube. Terrified creators concerned about losing their incomes have flooded the FTC again with 175,000 submissions. They say, "We believe that our content is for a general audience, but the government can come tell us No, it's not. Creator Mike Moore tells the Wall Street Journal. That's the scary part. Some industry people blame YouTube for the problem, say creators are being unfairly held responsible. Now, here's the deal. Google should have been obeying the law in the first place, and creators wouldn't be in this mess at this point. YouTube has long claimed its main platform is not for those under 13, although much evidence exists that not only is YouTube hugely popular among kids, but it advertises itself to toy makers like Hasbro. So, anyway, the hammer is coming. And those people that have been making money off your kids, that may be coming to an end. Another article on space.com talking about the biggest black hole findings of 2019. It's got some pictures we've shared on this show before. Of course, a lot of deep science. I have that link up in the show notes for you to check out on your own. But if you're into this information, lots of good data there. Now, this comes a little bit of good news. Scientists who edited babies' genes have been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Last year, a Stanford-trained scientist stunned the world by revealing that he had created the first genetically edited babies using the CRISPR/Cas9 tool. Now he, Jiang Ku, and two of his associates have been sentenced to 3 years in prison following a secret trial in China. The team was convicted of illegal medical practices performing a human embryo gene editing for reproductive purposes, according to China's state Xinhua News Agency. He will pay a 429,000 U.S. or 3 million won fine and be banned from reproductive medicine for life. His co-workers will also receive prison terms for 2 years and 18 months on top of fines and bans. And there were a total of 10 authors of the scientific paper released by the team. So it's not fully clear what's going on with them. So according to the judgment, he and his colleagues conspired in 2016 to edit the CCR5 gene in a way that could make humans resistant to the HIV virus. The team assisted with the reproduction for multiple couples of HIV affected individuals, according to Jin Zhao. After editing the embryos, they were implanted into two women who eventually gave birth to three gene-edited babies. The trial marks the first time Chinese authorities have acknowledged the presence of a third gene-edited child. So, the team that got convicted told them they're part of an AIDS trial. And, of course, I am sure those kids will be looked at now that the deed has been done to see what the effect was. This gene editing, the rich and famous won't be announcing it, but they'll be doing it. Hey, Jim, good evening. Spotify's going to halt political ads on its platform next year. So they say it's just too hard at this point. The company reintroduced political ads to its platform once it has all the resources necessary to responsibly validate and review them. Of course, Twitter banned political advertising on its platform last month, while Google's new policy on political ads will come into effect January 6th. And tell you, these companies don't like doing this. It's millions, hundreds of millions, maybe even billions of dollars in revenue that they can't execute on. But there's so much pressure, so much social media justice pressure on these companies are having to do this. But they're just, you can't, I know they're cringing. If they're ad-based business, you know, they're giving up this money. Presidential season is the time to cash in. It really, really is. Hey, Lifehacker's got a list of what's new on Netflix for the week of December 30th. So we're just about ready to flip the switch to 2020. And it's going to start with a bumper crop of modern classics and some new stuff. So link will be up in the show notes if you want to see what's new on Netflix for the week of December 30th. And boy, I tell you, they need some fresh stuff. And apparently there's a new feature. It's called a watch list that lets you bookmark movies and TVs right from Google search. It's like YouTube Watch, but for the entire web. And this feature being rolled out by Google is for features involving movies and TV. It's rolling out on mobile devices, both on the web and Google search app. So we'll see where this goes. But you can't, you can search for the movie like Little Women, and there's a button there to hit plus follow, and I guess it adds a bookmark. Oh, and it adds it to your watch list. Oh. Isn't that interesting? So you can actually add it to a watch list to remind you to watch it later. All right. All right, a few deals for you here. You've got some power strips that are annoying because you really can't get everything on them you need. Well, CyberPower has a new one. It's a $12 swiveling surge protector. Kind of keeps your plugs out of the way. It's a new way to kind of stack things. I always like it when people are doing unique stuff like this to be able to keep things organized under the desk or wherever this power surge may be. And so I can't beat it. $12 by the folks from CyberPower. I like CyberPower gear. I've got a CyberPower UPS that basically protects my TriCaster down there. It's commercial quality, and because of the type of electric wave it produces, it's different than other UPSs. AT&T, of course, 5G is a big thing. It's the, it's the word of the year, the big failure. Of course, there's hardly any phones that support 5G, but AT&T's 5G network is quietly growing. After launching its first consumer 5G service in 10 markets earlier this month, they've added 9 new cities. The newest cities include New York City, Detroit, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Louisville, and Buffalo, as well as Bridgeport, Connecticut. And again, very limited areas where this is actually being rolled out. So even if you have a 5G phone, you live in one of those cities, you may not have access to it. A bunch of mobile news today here. We'll wrap the show out with Edge for Android begins prep for the launch of the new Edge-powered Chromium browser. So, Microsoft on Android is getting ready. Oh, for the release of the new Microsoft Edge. I read that wrong. Edge on Android now refers to Microsoft Edge Legacy and the new Microsoft Edge. The new Microsoft Edge launches on January 15th for Windows and Mac OS. All right. So, if you're running around town, and you see an aftermarket carrier called Visible. Visible is a carrier that's powered Verizon's LTE network. And for $40 a month with no contract, you get unlimited talk, text, and data. It's a great deal and worth checking out, but the limited support for Android phones might keep you from joining. Again, they have limited devices, but maybe for a kid, it's good. Again, $40 a month. I think some of the deals that you bundle with your current plans are probably just about the same price. But if you got a one-off out there, it might be worth a look. Also, Google wants to make navigation in Chrome easier with a new UI for tabs groups. The change is supposed to make tab grouping work better with larger Duet redesign for the browser. So we'll see what happens here. But I hope they don't make too much change to Chrome. I love my tabs the way they are. But they're testing this new UI. It's called the tab grouping feature, and we'll keep an eye out for that. LG patents a foldable OLED case that looks like the Mate X. So basically, I'm waiting for the screen to load here so I can show those of you that are on. It's basically looks like a foldable phone, and it's got two separate screens on it. It's not like it's like super flexible or anything like that. I think even though it's a little bit weird, I think that's a more viable design than those foldable phones. It just seems to me like that's a disaster waiting to happen for those phones to easily break down the road. And the final article tonight is the Pixel 4a could feature a hole punch display. An unofficial render is saying, for those of you the Pixel users and looking forward to the forthcoming 4a, that's what may happen. And this will be the first time that a Pixel's had a punch display. And what that really means is a ridge. All right, so let me go ahead here. And I've had an email that came in. I know that. And I got an email from Richard talking about second screen during TV usage. He says, I will text my mom sometime when watching TV, but only for shows like Survivor or The Voice when we weren't watching in the same house. Say there's a good singer, I'll text her about the singer, but not to research something about the show. 90% of the time I'm online and not even paying attention to the TV. Laugh out loud. And so I think that's probably a lot of people too, Richard. So that's not something I necessarily do. So anyway, I think that's it. That's going to take us to the end here. So this will be the last show for 2019. And I was flubbing up in the beginning of the show. For some reason, battle rhythm was off. That's all right. And Jim says, if you get down to the French Lick, Indiana, they have Ohana Restaurant. Got to check that out myself. Oh, nice. Jennifer Navarette says, societal pressure is costly either way. So, referring to some of the stuff I was talking about earlier in the show. All right, if you got comments tonight, it's easy peasy to send me a comment, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. At geeknews is the Twitter account. Of course, don't forget about my sponsor, GoDaddy, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You don't want to buy a domain product? That's cool. That's okay. If you haven't bought one this year, that's all right as well. Become an insider. geeknewscentral.com/insider. We'll get you started for $2 a month and 6.7 cents a day for this fantastic content. Or make a one-time donation. We've had some of those come in. And, you know, if you do a one-time donation, you know, hit that $24 level. Get a year's worth in at one shot. Definitely appreciate it when you do. But you can get started on the $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 monthly plan at geeknewscentral.com/insider. It's been my pleasure to bring the show. Everyone have a safe and a happy and joyous new year, prosperous new year. Here's the most important thing about the new year, folks. If you live in an area that has Uber or Lyft, please Uber or Lyft to the party and Uber or Lyft home. We want you back after the new year. We really, really do. Be safe. And if you don't Uber or Lyft to a party and you partake of an alcoholic beverage, please have a designated driver. If not, make sure you hang out long enough drinking water to be safe, but you never really know when you're safe. So Uber and Lyft or a designated driver are always your absolute best options out there, folks. So be safe and enjoy your holiday. Have a happy new year. And we'll be back here on the new year, a day after the new year, to do the show. And then we're off to CES in Vegas. So everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geekness Central podcast. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.